words here. Of getting hot, yes, that's right, of the cable getting hot, exactly, and possibly causing fires in houses and businesses. We were advised that if you've had any electrical work done since 2010, that you're advised to get an electrician to check it out and make sure that your house or business hasn't been wired with this particular cable. We're joined now by Wes McKnight. He's president of the National Electrical and Communications Association. G'day there, Wes.
Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So I think you just want to reassure us about this recall, yes?
I do. Look, The cable has been imported in a period of time, so we know we were part of the task force in the ACCC that worked on this issue. It was imported for a period of time. It was sold through some certain distributors direct to both electrical contractors and the public. We know who sold it, so the contractors and the members of the public who bought it will know, and that's on the website, will know if they've got that cable. And it is up to the members of the public and then contractors who have used this cable and bought this cable to go and identify. The problem stems from incorrect insulation on the cable.
Yeah, that's right.
Over time, it will become brittle in heat-affected areas if the cable is affected by heat, and it can break down. But we don't want people to panic. It is a time-based issue. If it's installed correctly in a cool location, you've probably got a considerable amount of time. But we do want to alert the public, and we do want to let people know that there is and can be an issue. This cable was imported by these suppliers, and it wasn't up to code. It's not to normal standard. And it can become an issue, but
yeah.
Certainly no need to panic.
No, fair enough. But let me just ask you this, Wes. If you don't know who did your electrical work, who should you contact just to check?
You just need to contact a registered electrical contractor and ask them to inspect the work that was done. So let's assume you bought a house and it had a renovated bathroom in it, and you don't know, but you know the house was built in 1958, but it's had a bathroom renovated in the period subsequent. You call your electrical contractor, registered electrical contractor. He can inspect the cable. If it in fact has the Infinity or Olsen brand marked on the cable, you simply contact the suppliers of the cable, and they will arrange to have that cable replaced, and it won't cost your the consumer at all. It will be replaced by the supplier of the cable, and installed and rectified.
All right, but you'll have to pay for the electrical contractor to come out and check it out. What would be a fair charge for that?
The initial inspection was, and that's a difficult thing. And to be honest, our association has a little issue with this. That initial inspection will cost the consumer in that instance. Now, depending on the difficulty of access to the cable, that inspection could run, from $60 to $360. It is that sort of time-based issue for us. It's difficult to tell any particular client because the cable could be placed in a number of different areas and be very, very hard to access.
Right.
And very, very hard to determine. But we need to keep in mind, though, Angie, that the cable that's installed in a house that was wired in the late 1950s or early 1960s, some of that cable's been in place for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is no worse than this cable that's been put in, and it's been in place for, 30, 40 years. This is the issue. We don't need to panic. It is an issue that we want to tidy up, but our recommendation certainly is if you think there is a question about the cabling that was done, your contractors, if you do know, should be able to tell you very quickly. If you don't know, you will need to get it checked out, and it should be a fairly simple process, but it will cost you initially in the first instance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the supplier will get it replaced for you.
Right, if it's found to be there. Right, Wes, so your message is don't panic. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, please. And I know there's a lot of media around it, and we are concerned. We don't want people doubting the quality of work being done in Australia. We've got the safest electrical system in the world, and we're proud of it. We're disappointed that the regime that the government has for importing products has slipped this time, and we're going to work on fixing that with the government. But please do not panic. Trust your electoral system. But as soon as you can get someone to give it a check, if you've got any concerns, that's the best.
All right. Good on you, Wes. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, any time. No worries at all. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye. Wes McKnight, he's the president of the National Electrical and Communications Association. They are, you know, the industry body which represents electrical contractors. 24 minutes to 2 now.